The treasure of wisdom, a wealth of insight. The treasure of wisdom, a wealth of insight. Guiding you through knowledge's light. Guiding you through knowledge's light.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Anbiya'i wal Mursaleen. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Please recite after me. الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله. الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله. الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. Respected viewers of Madani Channel, we once again welcome you in our program, The Knowledge and Wisdom. In this program, we try and discuss various fascinating topics and we try to gather pearls of knowledge and wisdom. Today, we'll be talking about those causes, what are those acts which lead towards deprivation of the blessings. So be with us from start till end, inshallah, immense amount of knowledge you'll be learning from today's episode. But let's make few good intentions before we start our program. My Shaykh Tariqat, Amir of Ahl Sunnah, Maulana Ilyas Attar Qadri, Damat Barakatuhum Al-Ahli, gives us beautiful mindset that we should not forget to make good intentions. As I am presenting this program, I make this intention, I'll deliver this for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You're watching, you can make this intention, you'll watch from start to end, you'll remember what you learn, act upon and pass this knowledge on to others. It's always a good idea to ask your family members to come and sit in front of Madani Channel's TV screen and watch this program from start to end. Inshallah, this will benefit you a lot in terms of learning knowledge. Respected viewers, today I've got a beautiful verse of the Holy Quran to share with you. Inshallah, we'll talk what ulama of tafsir they have written regarding that verse and what is mentioned regarding that verse. And we will talk about in further detail that what are those acts which lead towards the deprivation of the blessings, inshallah, azza wa jal. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Al-Baqarah, verse number 47, أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ بِسْمِ اللَّهِ الرَّحْمَنِ الرَّحِيمِ يا بني إسرائيل اذكروا نعمتي التي أنعمت عليكم وأني فضلتكم على العالمين صدق الله العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم. Respected viewers, I've recited this beautiful verse of the Holy Quran from Surah Al-Baqarah, verse number 47. Let's listen its translation, what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has addressed here. O children of Yaqub, remember my favor which I bestowed upon you, and this that I granted you excellence over the whole world in that era. Subhanallah. Respected viewers, first part of the Holy Quran talks about Bani Israel. Right? And who are Bani Israel? The children of Yaqub are known to be Bani Israel. And in the first part of the Holy Quran, the first three sections, what they talk about is the invitation towards Iman and faith. To whom? To Bani Israel. And Surah Baqarah, verse number 40, this discussion starts. And 47 is the verse what you've just heard, the translation you also heard. Here also, Bani Israel are given the invitation so that they can come and embrace the faith of Islam and believe in the prophethood of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. In the first six verses, they were warned about the hereafter, right? And they will be held accountable on the Day of Judgment for their doings in this dunya. And now here in verse number 47, what is being mentioned is, Ya Bani Israel, O children of Yaqub, اذكروا نعمتي التي أنعمت عليكم. Remember my favor which I bestowed upon you. Meaning those blessings which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bestowed upon them. thousands of years upon their forefathers. Remember those blessings. And be thankful, be grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And testify the prophethood of the last messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Meaning Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. And enter in the fold of Islam. Ulama, they've mentioned a beautiful point here. There are two ways to remember blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For example, some people say, look, I've got cars. Look, I'm wealthy. I've got money. I've got businesses. I've got bungalows. I've got so much wealth. I've got position. I've got respect. I've got honor. And they mention it. So here when they mention that I've got this, I've got that, I've got this, I've got that. So there is an element of proud, element of arrogance hidden there. So by doing so, remembering the ni'mas in this way, what they're doing actually, they are degrading someone else, right? And they are showing arrogance and proud. Allahu Akbar. It depends upon the intention also. But the way it is said, the ulama, they say that there is an element of fakhr, there is an element of takabbur, there is an element of arrogance there. So remembering blessings in such way is haram to do, Allahu Akbar, because there is an element of takabbur present in it. Now, what is another way which is desirable, which we should do? How should we remember the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? The way we should remember the blessings of Allah is, Alhamdulillah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted me eyesight. Alhamdulillah, I've gotten hearing power. I can hear, I can see, I can walk, I can talk. Alhamdulillah, I'm not dependent on someone. I can do my own works myself. This is one way. When you are paying shukr in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you are referring that whatever ability I possess, I have, is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He has granted me. When a person does this way, so what happens? Alhamdulillah, this way is the proper way of remembering the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In fact, this is paying shukr in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is why ulama, they say that Bani Israel are said, Ya Bani Israel, adhkuru. O children of Yaqub, remember. So here, adhkuru is in the meaning of ushkuru, meaning pay shukr in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Be grateful in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He bestowed upon you many, many countless blessings upon your forefathers. And one way of doing it, how will you be grateful for all those blessings which were bestowed upon your forefathers and upon you, is to accept Islam, is to come in the fold of Islam, is to testify the prophethood of the last messenger of Allah and become his true slave. Thamle damane shah laulak tu sachi tauba se ho jayega paak tu. Subhanallah. This will purify. All your sins will be forgiven and you'll be neat and clean and pure in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, what were those blessings which were bestowed upon Bani Israel? One of the blessings which have been mentioned in the Holy Quran is, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Holy Quran, وَأَنِّي فَضَّلْتُكُمْ عَلَى الْعَالَمِينَ. Verse number 47, Surah Al-Baqarah, that I granted you excellence over the whole world in that era. But Israel, remember from the time of Sayyidina Yaqub alayhi salam until Sayyidina Isa ala nabiyina wa alayhi salatu wasalam, this time period is of thousands of years. Expands on thousands of years, right? And in this whole era, in this whole time frame, you were given excellence over other nations, and you were the best in excellence amongst all other people. So there were 4,000 Anbiya Kiram, approximately, they were sent to you. This was the blessing. Three books out of four major divine books of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala were revealed in your language for you, O Bani Israel. In this whole era, wahi was revealed for you. it, and you had the treasures of this knowledge and ilm from the sky, and the old knowledge remained with you, and you were the leaders of whole world. Many pious and just kings were sent to you. Great scholars were born amongst you. Great awliya Allah were born amongst you. And this crown of fazilat, this crown of excellence was with you, Allahu Akbar, for thousands of years, until Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam arrived. Now you should testify his prophethood. Now you testify the final messenger of Allah, whose glad tidings you were discussing and giving to the next generations. You used to talk about him. Allahu Akbar, if that personality, that Nabi, the final messenger has arrived, now believe in him, testify his prophethood and enter in the fold of Islam. Allahu Akbar. Before you had excellence because you were in the generation of Anbiya. Now you should enter in the fold of Islam and you will become Khairul Umam, the best of the Ummas. And you will gain this excellence. So remember the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And one way of remembrance is to pay shukr. And what is the right way of paying shukr is to accept Islam. To testify Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's prophethood. Let me clarify here. Sayyidina Ibrahim Khalilullah ala nabina wa alayhi salatu salam had two sons. One was Hazrat Ismail alayhi salam and the other was Sayyidina Ishaq alayhi salam. Sayyidina Ismail alayhi salam, he came in Arab and the area which is the part of Arab right here, the lineage, the generation of Sayyidina Ismail ala nabina wa alayhi salatu wasalam resided. Whereas Sayyidina Ishaq alayhi salam, right, their generation lineage that resided in Palestine and Syria, Sham. Now, Sayyidina Yaqub alayhi salam was the son of Sayyidina Ishaq alayhi salam. And Sayyidina Yaqub alayhi salam had 11 sons. So that's how the generation of Sayyidina Yaqub alayhi salam resided in Syria and Palestine, who were known as Bani Israel. From the time of Sayyidina Yaqub alayhi salam until Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam, Bani Israel were most superior amongst all. Imam Jalaluddin Sayyuti rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi writes that in that whole area, Bani Israel were afdal. In excellence, they were superior, no doubt. But not from each and every individual of that time. Rather, in Arab, where the Sayyidina Ismail alayhi salam's generation was present, right? And in specific, those great personalities, right? Who to come in the silsila in nasab of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam, who come in the blessed lineage of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam, meaning father of Rasulullah, his grandfather, his grandfather, his grandfather, until Sayyidina Ismail alayhi salam. So like this. So these personalities who had the noor of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam shining on their forehead, these personalities were even superior in excellence than Bani Israel. Allahu Akbar. And this sharaf, this excellence was due to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, the beloved of Allah, Imamul Anbiya. This nismat. Allahu Akbar. Subhanallah. It is mentioned in the Khairul Uqba that one day some people from Quraysh, they came as a guest in the house of paternal auntie of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, Sayyidatuna Safiya radiallahu ta'ala and his house. So while they were talking, someone said, amongst Banu Hashim, the example of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is like of a weak date which grows upon any land. When Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam heard this, Rasulullah alayhi salatu wa salam's condition that was changed, and he became in Jalal. Sayyidina Bilal radiyallahu ta'ala was ordered, "O Bilal, gather people." Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam came onto his minbar sharif and he raised his blessed voice and said, "What is the condition of those people who talk ill with my close relatives? By Allah, according to lineage, I am the most superior amongst them." In another narration, Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said, "No doubt Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created his creation, then he kept me in the best creation. Then he created two groups out of them, and he kept me in the best group. Then he divided those groups into tribes, and he kept me in the best tribe. Then he divided those tribes into families, and he kept me in the best family. I am best amongst you, and my family is also best amongst your families. Jiske ho farzand wo, usko sharaf kyun karna ho, gauhare nayab se fakhre sadaf kyun karna ho." Allahu Akbar. Respected viewers, no doubt the family of Rasul alayhi salatu wassalam, that has its sharaf because of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Its excellence is due to the nisbat, connection of Rasul alayhi salatu wa taslim, who is Imamul Anbiya, who is beloved of Allah. Respected viewers of Madani Channel, today we are talking about the causes of deprivation. And one of the beautiful verse of the Holy Quran we discussed, and we were talking about the blessings Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bestowed upon Bani Israel, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is ordering them to remember those blessings. In other words, this message is also for us that we should remember the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we should be thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, grateful in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We should pay shukr in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Inshallah, next week we will discuss certain acts which can cause deprivation. And inshallah, we will talk from the Holy Quran that what were those diseases which led Bani Israel to get deprivation from all those blessings which were showered upon them from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Until next week, keep watching Madani Channel, keep reciting Salat upon Nabi alayhi salatu wassalam. That's all for today. صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم.
A treasure of wisdom, a wealth of insight. A treasure of wisdom, a wealth of insight. Guiding you through knowledge's light. Guiding you through